At Tuesday's school board meeting, Wright addressed Fisher's call for a state audit, which she says she learned about from a news reporter.
But what's not acceptable is the fact that Representative Fisher, a former school board member, did not ask a question of this board, never expressed a concern he had about what he heard or read, nor did he even provide or copy the board on his letter to the state.
Fisher didn't contact Wright beforehand, though he did notify board member Scott Shine and says Shine encouraged him to involve the state auditor. Shine says he told Fisher he's okay with the audit, but didn't necessarily encourage it. Either way, Wright denies money was mismanaged, but rather programs simply cost more than expected. And the board already agreed to an audit of its own, she says.
This board will take every measure to know which programs or initiatives required additional funding.
But in a letter Fisher sent to the board Thursday, he points out there hasn't been a formal vote on the matter. District lawyer Karen Chastain says that will happen after details are hammered out, and a board workshop is set for Tuesday to discuss the financial review. Fisher, a former Duval school board member himself, says he hopes the district follows through with its audit, but is still pushing for the state to step in too. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.